Welcome to our podcast where we delve into the world of cybersecurity, unraveling the complexities and exploring the latest trends to help you navigate through the digital landscape securely. In the latest developments at IronNet News, the Virginia-based cybersecurity startup, IronNet, has unexpectedly decided to cease operations and make its entire staff redundant. Despite its impressive history and having been established in 2014 by a previous director of the National Security Agency, NSA, IronNet, even with over $400 million in funding, confronted significant obstacles leading to this regrettable conclusion. Stay connected for further updates on the causes contributing to IronNet's shutdown and the potential consequences on the cybersecurity industry. In a recent update, we've received reports of the notorious Lazarus Group setting their sights on a Spanish aerospace firm. The Lazarus Group, infamous for their cutting-edge hacking methods and alleged North Korea connections, used a cunning strategy, the impersonating Meta, formerly Facebook, recruiters on LinkedIn to gain access to confidential data. This group of Advanced Persistent Threat, APT, operatives exploited the trust inherent in the hiring procedure by posing as Meta recruiters. This guy's helped them breach the defenses of the Spanish aerospace company. The Lazarus Group used deceptive Trojanized coding challenges to execute their attack. These seemingly benign exercises were laden with harmful code, designed specifically to exploit vulnerabilities within the targeted firm's system. This technique is commonly used by threat actors to deliver malicious malware or unlawfully penetrate targeted networks. These recent incidents underline the relentless efforts of the Lazarus Group in seeking out valuable intellectual property and sensitive information across international industries. This situation is a stern wake-up call for organizations and individuals alike to stay vigilant when using online recruitment platforms. With the ever-evolving cybersecurity threat environment, it's crucial for businesses to incorporate sturdy defense systems and continually educate their staff about emerging threats. Stay with us for more updates on Lazarus and other global cybersecurity incidents. In recent United Nations news, the international body has greenlit a mission spearheaded by Kenyan security forces to combat violent gang activity in Haiti. The force is authorized for a one-year term, underlining the urgency of dealing with the escalating violence in the Caribbean nation. By sanctioning this mission, the international community reaffirms its commitment toward aiding Haiti in its attempts to usher in peace and stability. The choice of Kenya to lead this force underlines faith in the country's proficiency and previous experience in handling security challenges. The central aim of the mission is to disrupt gang activity and reintroduce security in the tumultuous regions of Haiti. It will endeavor to foster a secure atmosphere for Haitians and guarantee the protection of their essential human rights. The endorsement from the United Nations signals a profound message of global unity to the citizens of Haiti. It illustrates the unwavering support of the global community in assisting the Haitian government in its fight against violence and the restoration of peace. As the multinational force embarks on its operations, it will operate in synergy with local governmental institutions and authorities. This is to maintain a coordinated approach to confront gang violence effectively. In addition, the mission will concentrate on fortifying law and order, upholding authorities, and ensuring focused efforts toward sustainable solutions in the long term. While the current state in Haiti remains precarious due to the detrimental impact of violent gangs on the people's safety and well-being, the approval of the Kenyan-led force by the United Nations offers a glimmer of hope for a more secure and prosperous tomorrow for Haiti. Keep an eye on more United Nations news for further updates on this vital mission and other happening worldwide issues. Thank you for tuning in and joining me today for this fascinating discussion on the constantly evolving world of cybersecurity, where awareness and proactive measures are crucial in protecting ourselves and our digital lives.